So today, I can see I'm already with a bunch of overachievers and things like that, because I gave you a little test to say, hey, there's an app called the Bless app. And you all were actually doing it. And then I said there's a QR code and blasted you all are doing that. So you have to understand that I'm kind of understanding that there are many in our congregations that the last time they upgraded their computer was because if they got rid of the disk, then and some of you are like, what is that? All right. And so this is used to be when we got Microsoft Office back in the day. You actually go to the store, you buy software, and inside the box, there was something in it. So you got a box, and it was heavy, because back in the day, to get your Microsoft Office, you would put about 30 of these, and you'd put it into the slot, it would download, you would push this magic button that would eject it, you put number 2 of 25 in, 3 of 25 in, and we thought that was pretty good, all right? And then all of a sudden, they came up with this invention, which allowed us to only use 2 of these to put Microsoft Office on our computers, okay? And many of them, even then, when that slow trick came up, we thought that was a cup holder. I was like, no, that's where their disk goes in. So, but I know that a lot of people in our churches have kind of stalled out. Like, when they went to the cloud, like, I don't know what that is. So where's my disk, okay? And so in light of that, of just helping to understand that we are blessed with so much technology, but somehow our aversion to technology has prevented us from tapping into some amazing resources that our beloved denomination lavishes upon all of our churches. And so I just wanted to let you all know that our denomination is already investing in your congregation, whether you're using the tools or not. But I would just love to know that you have these tools, and let's dive in on how they could actually bless your congregation and things like that, okay? So just a little bit of overview here. You are not alone. So even if you're just not gonna get back to that computer and things like that, that's okay. We have a team who can go ahead and guide you through that even remotely, okay? And so on the last screen and on the back, I have my business cards for the church. Our admin can go ahead and help you get things set up. There are others who are all too eager to kind of help you set up. But I just want you to know you are not alone. And when you go home, we can still do things, I know, in that cloud. All right? But we can still help you navigate. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on my presentation, because at the end of the day, I could just text a link to you and you can look at later. My hope is to speak one-third of the time and kind of blitz the material. So the two-thirds of our time is just taking questions, okay? And so on every screen, there's always going to be a QR code somewhere tucked away in that, okay? So if you can find that QR code on any screen and you click on that, as you have a question, go ahead and put it in there. And then when we're done, we'll see what questions, if any, are raised, and then we'll start our conversations from that, okay? So if you just despise technology, you're in a perfect place. And if you're anywhere beyond that, let's go. All right? So, but you are not alone, is all this is really trying to say. So every year we have this thing called Charge Conference, and there is a box that our presiding elders have for us that says that we have conducted a child protection audit and we've updated our policies. Okay? And somehow or the other, we check that, but we may not know what this thing called Ministry Safe is, okay? Yeah, I know there are other platforms and things out there to do your child background checks and things, but I just want to make sure that we're authentically and honestly checking that box, because we've actually done the policies and the checks. And I'm just going to show you how easy that is, okay? So I know it might be terrifying. Don't worry, we'll get through that. The other thing is I want to talk about Mission Insight. Mission Insight is a resource, again, that's free, and it helps you to actually know literally your neighbors, okay? So what happens here is the fact that many of us think that, oh, we're not a contemporary service. We're never going to reach people. But if you look at your neighborhood, the reality is your neighborhood may want traditional worship, okay? Now, the church that I serve in Milwaukee, there's 28 of us. We're tucked away in a neighborhood that nobody can find except for our neighbors. So it just seemed reasonable that we should probably reach out to our neighbors. And every pastor that's come before me has come in declaring that I'm going to go ahead and reach this neighborhood. Okay? And we're going to get those children. And we're going to get those families. And every single pastor that came tried and couldn't engage. Why? Well, when you look at the demographics of our neighborhood, our literal mission field, there are no kids. There are no kids. I mean, the kids that are there because they're visiting grandparents. Grandparents don't share their kids because it's not often that their children actually let them hold their kid anymore. Okay? So the reality is that we didn't really were blessed with children in our immediate neighborhood. And so what this Mission Insight helped us to do is to say, well, who is in our neighborhood? And then how do we tailor ourselves to that? And in that program, it's an amazing thing. You press a button or two and you get a full report. Like, you don't even have to do anything, all right? Except know how to access it. And then the third thing is what I already referenced, because this was referenced yesterday, is the fact that there's a Bless, there's the Bless app, and we'll talk about a little bit about that, but that's a way to do prayer walking, okay? Or for many of us, maybe a dog walk. Dog is the best event loop tool ever, I'm telling you, because you get to walk your neighborhood, typically a consistent route. But the problem with neighboring is sometimes we don't know our neighbors' names, or worse, we should know their names, but I can't remember it right now, and it creates this awkwardness, okay? So there's just like a little bit of a cheat sheet to say who are your literal neighbors and their names, and a great playful way in order to click and say, I prayed for them today. And just these prayer reminders. And so it transforms prayer walking. I work primarily in urban communities. And so when George Floyd happened, we use that app primarily in order to prayer walk and literally pray for people by name. Okay? It's a powerful tool. Sometimes a little too powerful because people are like, how do they know my name? Well, it's quite easy. You have a phone? You sign your civil liberties away just by activating that bad boy. All right? So that, like it or not, you love going to that restaurant or that store that tells you if it's busy or not. You know what I'm saying? On Google, right? Well, your phone used to just be a thing used for a phone call. Now it's just a data beeper, okay? So like it or not, you are promoting where you are right now because you clicked, I agree, okay? So thank you for reading the fine print. But if the civic world could utilize that for marketing, then I'm just saying we have some tools available. Why wouldn't we do that missionally for the cause of evangelism? Okay? So that's how we know who's in our neighborhood is because of the data beacons. Okay? And it's only about a 6-week lag, which is quite crazy. Anyways, not to freak you out. I just did. So Ministry Safe, we did talk about that yesterday as we had that glorious conversation testing Robert's Rules of Order things. And so, and this again, all of us have to check that box. And this is how simple it is, okay? Now, if you want this whole presentation, I'll give it to you. So just relax. I'm gonna go through this really quickly as you didn't come for this stuff, all right? So Ministry Safe is something that our annual conference pays $400 for you to have, whether you use it or not, okay? So let's be good stewards and say yes, okay? Inside of there, once you have your login, I'll show you how easy that is, then you, what you have here are PDFs that are already pre-made. So you just have to print them out. Fascinating, okay? And once you print them out, then you just read them and see, well, what words would we want to change? And then you can go in, make those additions, and now you have a policy manual and one last ink cartridge, okay? So you can have all those policies already in place. Now, we did a night to shine, which is like a prom for special needs kids. And to do that, our church of 28, we had over 50 volunteers that we ran through this system. And then every mentor that came with them also had that. So we did over 100 of these applications. Nancy is fluent in Ministry Safe, okay? She would love to help any of you out with doing this. So what I'm going to show you is hopefully how easy it is to do, but don't worry about memorizing it because either A, I'll give you the presentation, or, you know, we'll just help you through that, okay? The other thing is many of our churches
our what's called a CRM or your database is perhaps in some of our churches pretty frightening how old it is. Some of our softwares I know from churches are no longer accepting updates and we're still using that. Okay? So I don't get any money from it, but ChurchTrack is one of those CRMs that gives all kinds of features that will catch you up to the cloud. Okay, it'll get you well advanced. It's so simple. And again, Nancy and others can go ahead and guide your congregation through it. But you really do want to have a good database. But this is what happens here with background checks, how simple it becomes. Well, the speaker's not going to be that good. So you could do that when you get the notes. Okay? Each year, the code changes. It's GMC and then the year. Put them right now in 2026. Okay? You get to know that. And then again, don't stress out. You don't have to memorize this. I just want to say, all you do is you get a username and your information, your church's information, and then they put in the coupon code, press submit. It's that simple. Now, if you're freaking out, like, oh, you went too fast. Exactly. We're not going to take our time doing this. All right? I just want to let you know how easy it is to process that application. And then, yes.
So if I go to the
MinistrySafe.com.
All events.
Yep, and then you click on a new account, okay? And then you take the GMC 2026, hold that box, fill out the form, click next, fill out that form, click next, add the coupon code, bada bing, and guess what you get?
An email, all right? Yeah, that's as easy as he says it is. We use it.
It really is.
I mean, it's plug and play.
Yep, and then in order to take, once you get in, you actually have to watch a video, okay? Because we're talking about serious topics here. And in order to do that, to get access, you have to watch the minimums of why we're talking about the severity of vulnerable adults or children, okay? So you watch the legal document and the video, all right? And it just gives a good orientation. And then it explains that you could choose whatever the church pays for your $400 subscription to get all this good stuff. And then you maybe pay, I don't know, $15 to $25, depending on how intense of a background check you need. And then you pay for that, okay? The cost of not doing it is far more, okay? So start putting, you know, $150 into your budget and just, yes.
Which level is the, do they suggest we use?
For the most part, it's probably state and federal. Unless you're not transporting people, so you don't really need to know DMV stuff.
And so I think there's the five different levels, and they can get, I think the highest one is $5.
Right.
So is that, I mean, that's been the biggest thing for us in terms of doing the background of checks is which people need which level and how many,
So if you could test the system with that QR code and post that question so we can make sure we come to that, okay? Because I know that we're going to, you know, so that's, yes, bring that back to us, okay? Once you're in it, I know it's really small and things, but once you're in it, you literally have access to all these policies. Now, some of them are for camps, so good news. You don't have to worry about those, okay? But the reality is a lot of this stuff is already pre-baked, already for you. You just have to overcome that initial fear of how do I do this, okay? Or it's just the fact that now you know it exists, okay? But it really is that simple. Kenny? So I'm not going to stop for questions because either you can hold them or if you're like me and forget, then just put them into that QR code and let us know. Okay? Because I got to try and do this in 1/3 time so that you all can spend the quality time. Mission insight is what I was talking about, how we got to know our neighbors. Okay? And so this, again, is missioninsight.com. It's giving us the demographics so that we can actually know who we're reaching, okay? And then you could do all kinds of things. You could even just do a little test to see driving distance, right? How long does it take? What area from your church is 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? So that you can start to really start to see all of this, okay? But what happens here is that there's these different pages that you can kind of create what you want to see. So you're not stuck with just wherever your church is. You can actually explore your own neighborhood or you can do all this, okay? And you know, you can hire a consultant and I guarantee they're just using this data and presenting it back to you for a whole lot more, okay? So And again, if you text me or you leave something in that QR code, you just let me know your church's zip code or your church's address, and I'll go ahead and in the next week or so, I'll go ahead and send you that free PDF that this program runs, so you can go ahead and see just how lavish the volume of information is that you get from this, okay? That way there you don't have to worry about how to access it. I'll give you the candy, and then from there, you know, we can go ahead and guide you through this process, okay? But in here, it's just amazing and freaky how much information is being provided here about the demographics. And people will say, well, how do you know this is, you know, correct? It's just, that's just how much data they're collecting on you. You know, you think you're going to get groceries and you put in a rewards card, you're thinking you're getting all these specials. Well, okay, you are. They're also saying everything you're purchasing, or how frequently you're purchasing. You know, it's crazy that we said I do when we clipped all these things because they gave us, you know, a little coupon or something. So I'm just going to skip to this because we got other things to talk about. The other thing is in here, talks here about that we can go ahead and give you a new movers report, okay? Don't do that here because they're going to charge you, okay? Because free has its limits, okay? But if you go, and it's another thing I didn't promote, but it's Gloo, G-L-O-O, probably .com or .io. But I think it's .com. What we do is they have a program with Outreach. It used to be a magazine back in the day, but Outreach would give you a credit so that what you do is one time you create a postcard, and they have different templates that you could choose to welcome somebody to the neighborhood, okay? And then the beautiful thing that happens is that every month, this organization, this ministry, sends out for us 50 mailers. So the same postcard is going on to anybody within our zip code area. And if they're a new mover, they get a personalized card from us walking them into the neighborhood with a map to our church and to be able to, you know, because it's a point of positioning, because if you're new, you're probably, if you're in church, you might be looking for a place. Or we focus on the word hope. And so if you're down and out and you're moving, maybe it's a place you could find community. You can design that however you want. Again, offline, we can go ahead and talk about how easy that is. But the reality is that we set it and forgot about it, meaning you do it once, and every single month, they send out these postcards, okay? And what happens is the fact that every month, we get that little Excel spreadsheet that gives the names and the addresses. So if we wanted to follow up, maybe like with Vacation Bible School or a new DBS is starting, we can go ahead and mail something to them because we actually have that, okay? And so, and we know it's current because it's just coming because of all that, okay? So don't pay for that when you get it free from another source, okay? There's another way of extending the amazing things that you're doing in your congregation into the rest of the world that, you know, just doesn't know what that church is, because we don't even have weddings and funerals in our churches anymore, right? So when do people really come to our church? And you know, when you talk to some people, like, oh, I didn't know what that was, okay? Meaning our church, right? So they don't know if it's a museum of the 50s or what it is. They're just drive past it and everyone's found there's some people there, okay? But it is quite a mystery to many people in our demographics. And then one of my favorite ones is this bless out. And so again, everything begins with prayer. We listen attentively. We share a common meal together. We serve. And as we have at these times of serving others, we have the opportunity to share our story. Okay? Or others, you've heard quite a bit this week about Discovery Bible Study. Or you might be familiar with Alpha Course. Okay? So all these kind of fit within this. But the whole reality is that you can equip your members to literally prayer walk and praying for neighbors name by name. Now, we use this kind of as our training wheels for my wife and I, but you know, we don't necessarily catalog every single time we had to share our story, but it was a phenomenal gift that we had when we moved to our neighborhood to be able to just kind of, you know, give us permission to invite ourselves into their realm and then to be able to remember their name and then to even really remember their name.
Okay.
And so in the app, it just kind of has this thing where you can actually see your neighborhood, wherever you kind of zone it for. And then you can actually click on each of those houses, and then their name comes up. And then I can add a note, because I'm hit that with memory, and I can remember their dog's name, right? Because that's important to them. And so when or something comes up for a prayer prompt, I can actually add it in there and remember it, okay? So that way they're the next time, because like in Wisconsin at least, you know, we come out of hibernation in April, kind of reintroducing ourselves at one warm weekend to kind of reintroduce ourselves and try to find out what happened the last 8 months of the year when we were all hibernating in winter, okay? So it's just one of those things where sometimes you have those little bit of information and it's just in the central place to keep it and then to remember it. But it really was a call to prayer because every day we get a reminder of praying for our neighbors. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing as we really see our neighborhood as our primary mission field. And just a tool that, again, is available. And as pastors, you can create a church account so you can actually see the impact that you're making here as your congregation. Or if I go off script here a little bit. So this is it's also on the website. And let's see if I come to prayer coverage and I just do adopted. But you can see in the Great Lakes, you are not alone. Each of those counties has at least one person who's downloaded the app and at least said, these are the homes that I'm going to pray for. Okay? Whether they're doing it or not. Okay? Because this, you know, this is the impact that Exponential has, right? And so, and this up here in Wisconsin is an Indian reservation, and I don't know what's going on in Iron River, Michigan. For the rest of you, give it some time. So for the most part, so if somebody shout out, you'll probably have to go ahead and help me out with your geography, but who wants to see their community a little bit more closely? Yes.
Washtenaw County, Michigan. South East Michigan. Okay, I got stuck here up second by Ann Arbor.
All right, I am not good at I'm a Youper, not a Michigander, so help me out here.
Go on, dog. Where it says Ann Arbor.
As he says that.
Oh, Manchester. Nope. He's going to the left. He's going to the left. It's a second here up. Second one in Detroit. Everyone's going to see it. He's not going to show it, but.
One over from Detroit. Find Detroit with one box over. Oh, wait, look at that. We got some work to do, all right? So now, so what this means is that the census blocks, right? It just takes one, okay? And then it's activated. If there's more, then it turns to green. If there's more, I think it goes to yellow. But you're starting to see what we call gospel saturation, meaning every man, woman, and child prayed for, okay? Interestingly, Kansas City will be one of the first cities that literally can be recorded as every resident being prayed for. The archdiocese just came on board with this. So as you get more pastors and more churches working together, what starts to happen is that Manchester starts to get colored in, as well as your different areas here. And the reason why they do the set spot groups is because it's the equivalent, typically, of about 400 families, which is a good shepherding number for us, okay? And so it's just hard to see the fact that our communities, it's so big, we don't really know where to start. I love this app, the Bless app, because at the least, it starts to showcase where we are, or in this case, where we're not. But you really start to see momentum that gospel saturation is possible. So just some resources and things like that, okay? And then coming back to here, these are my neighbors. I kind of prefer the map version. So here's my neighbors. The ones in green are other believers. But here's what we didn't know about each other. We don't go to the same church. How would we have known? We use this as a relational scavenger hunt. So my wife and I got to know these neighbors, okay? And then this is the freaky part, and you get to see their names. And each time we pray for them, so while we were using this for our training wheels, you can go in here and, so like how many times you pray or shared a meal together or whatever, okay? We just use it because we first way was just find out who are our neighbors. And then the yellow are those who just recently moved. So it just gave us some resources. We didn't use this app because we live in our front porch now. So it kind of helped us overcome that barrier. And now we're just kind of more fluent in getting to know our neighbors. But the reality, though, is our neighbors oftentimes wonder why all these believers leave on a Sunday, Wednesday. Because what do they know about church? Not much. So there's nothing really to help them. And so here they are staying in their driveway, want to have a conversation with us. And we're hurried up because we got to get to church on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Saturday, and Sunday. So our neighbors are asking, well, I want to have a relationship with you. And all of our Christians are scattering out of our neighborhood. Does that make sense? What this tool did is, the reason for this here, even though it's a dead-end cul-de-sac, is that we wanted to get to know our backyard families. Because now all of a sudden, we can do things among our believer neighbors who go to different churches, but we can do bless and have meals together, or do, you know, one of them even does a more like an activity coordinator to kind of do things. Well, thank you so much for coming. Like I said, I'll stay here. We can do some things online, but we don't have to hold you and things like that, especially coming after lunch and everything. So thank you so much and enjoy the discovery.